Rex, let's just jump right in and tell me what you're doing with the Downtown Film Festival Los Angeles.
Well, we have this incredible collaboration going on. We started into it last year where I began to provide the content that is more on the art end of the spectrum, digital media, experimental video shorts, interactive media, things of that sort.
Great.
To integrate as an arm that brings a lot of vitality into the film festival.
Absolutely. And tell me a little bit about Digital Art Los Angeles, for those who don't know what this is all about.
Sure. Digital Art LA is an international exhibit that's multi-site, meaning that there's a lot of different galleries involved. I think there's about 8 galleries downtown that are proximate to LA Center for Digital Art, which is my gallery. I'm the director of that gallery. Who are all going to be showing some form of digital media, new media work, making kind of a mini art walk so that people can come down and view a lot of that sort of stuff all at once.
Fantastic.
The centerpiece for that
is
this amazing show at the Rowan Building. There's a 3,000 square foot space.
Fantastic.
That was very kindly lent to us by the proprietors of the building here.
We love them for that.
And it's going to be incredible. We have work that was at the Russian Pavilion in the Venice Biennale. Last time, and the time before that, they've been in twice. We have a piece that is from the Dallas Museum. We have stuff from the Orange County Center for Contemporary Art. We have stuff from Lasnia Center for Contemporary Art in Danzig, Poland.
So fantastic global cross-section.
And I could go on and on.
And you should go on and on for just a second. Why not? Where else?
Sure. Well, try to remember. We all have been working very hard. It's almost a joke around here how much everybody is putting out to create this incredible event. But we'll hold the list off there. But
we'll
be it known, it will be really fantastic. Lots of projectors, huge plasma monitors, interactive work. We have a whole series of interactive pieces from the USC Labyrinth Project. It's part of their cinema department. And what they do is they create interactive multimedia cinema experiences. And those are going to be on big projection screens and so on.
And this will be running continuously throughout the festival. Is there an opening night?
Yes. There's the art walk on Thursday, which draws 2,000 or 3,000 people for sure, at least. We'll be down here for that. And on August 13th, Thursday. And then Friday, the exhibit will be open from noon to 5. And on Saturday, the exhibit is open noon to 5. And as well, there's a special reception just for the exhibit at the Rowan Gallery.
And that's on the Saturday the 15th.
Saturday the 15th, yes, from 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock.
Very nice. I'm amazed you remember all those details.
Oh, yes.
Very good with all
that's
that
my
work.
My job. I'm a detail guy.
So tell me a little bit about your background. You're a Los Angeles native.
Yes, I am.
How does that play out in your work?
Oh, it's very important. I have an exhibit that's part of this whole thing that is going to be at the 7th and Fig space, which is on the 20th. There's a special event there that's the green event for the film festival, featuring all kinds of things and all kinds of information will be presented on the day involving ecology, which is something that is my focus for my artwork. To answer your question, finally, for 2 years I went without my car, which is a phenomenal thing to do in LA with no car, and I rode buses, public transportation, and with small pocket cameras that I could carry with me, no fancy, nice camera. I did a lot with cell phones. I took images of the sky through the bus windows, a lot of which were dirty and textured and so on. So, and then they're very large canvases. They're 38 inches by 84 inches, which is a widescreen aspect ratio. So they're very cinematic looking pieces of art. And I just literally just got finished hanging that show an hour ago. Came straight here for the
interview. So we're very lucky to have
you. Yes. So it's very LA. Everything about it, I'm influenced by being around the movie industry all the time as an artist, even though I'm not really a film person. I'm always saturated in that. It's ever since I grew up, I've been around those people. And so that plays into it. The images I took are of the sky. Did I mention that?
Yes, you did. And why? And the show is called Inversions. Explain.
Well, when I grew up in Los Angeles, I'm from the San Fernando Valley. I was born in Encino and raised in Tarzana.
That's the real LA. That's the real LA.
Hardcore. We had things called smog alerts when I was a kid, and that means that you don't have to go to school. And
because you can't breathe.
And everybody, yeah, basically. And you also get a sore throat and burning eyes. Yeah. When I lived in the valley, you could go outside and you could look at the sky, and it was totally brown, and there was like a big blue circle at the top. It's actually
visibility only directly above
that was
where
normal.
You are.
That was any day of the week, and when there was a smog alert, the circle became even smaller, and everybody was encouraged not to drive or whatever. It was crazy.
We are lucky.
This is before they had smog control devices on cars and stuff. It's actually the levels of that kind of stuff are way lower than they used to be, but it's a little the thing is that carbon emissions are invisible.
Yes.
So even though you don't see all that brown stuff anymore, that carbon is still up
there's
there.
Still things going on, still affecting us.
My pretty pictures of the big blue LA sky are pictures of something that you actually can't see,
right,
that we need to be more aware of.
So the dangers have just become invisible, but they're not gone.
Yes.
And that's part of it. So, because your vision of your pictures were amazing. I was just startled. They're so painterly. I mean, and it's sort of disturbing to think that some of what made them beautiful was the sort of the dirtiness of the windows and the streaks and things like this.
Right. Yeah. But that's a kind of an inversion as well. I'm sort of like systematically breaking all the rules of photography. I'm shooting images through dirty windows. I'm using like cheap, terrible cameras, cell phones, stuff like that. I don't even use the right ink that you're supposed to for the stuff I'm printing on. I experiment a lot. I do use weird settings on the printer and so on. So that is an inversion as well. But the upshot of it is even though I'm doing everything incorrectly, I guess is what you could call it, there's still I maintain a high level of visual pleasure. When you look at the works, they still put out, you know, people like them, people buy them, I sell them like crazy.
So perhaps not incorrectly, but you're making your own rules.
Yes. yeah so but really, yeah, that's what the other people, critics and curators, have told me, that actually, you know, there are no rules at all. You're just discovering, you're experimenting by just veering away from what became before you. But at any rate, so the upshot of it is you have kind of the dirty, crusty, mechanistic LA, but you also have something that's very beautiful and sensuous.
And you have a very long relationship with technology in your life and your work.
Indeed.
How has that played out for you?
My dad was a programmer.
Ah, well, so it's in the blood.
UCLA in the 60s, he went and got his degree in programming, whatever. So I've been around technology all my life. He would buy me these like Radio Shack kit things where you'd build your own whatever.
Wow.
Spunky things. And actually had computer parts lying around. This is before anybody had any computers or whatever. So I've been up to my ears in this stuff ever since I can remember, just about. And so, you know, Segway, you know, 20, 30 years later, you know, he gets the MFA, he does the teaching job, he works for the nonprofits and blah, blah, blah. And eventually I opened up the gallery here at LA Center for Digital Art that I run, and it's been quite successful. It's really thriving. And we show all kinds of stuff. I advocate for all different kinds of artists, and it's very exciting.
And you're also one of the proponents of the Downtown Art Walk.
Yes. I was one of the first, there's about five galleries that were the first ones that moved down here. Most of us were on the corner of 5th and Main.
And what would that time frame be?
That was in 2004. I first built out the space. I think I had our first opening in December of 2004. I had the gallery was in Hollywood before that, on Melrose prior. But we moved down here.
And what brought you down here at that point?
Because the scene was forming. It's all done very consciously in an organized manner amongst gallery owners and the city and the building owners, et cetera, to build the neighborhood. And the Art Walk was Burt Green's brainchild. He is Burt Green Fine Art, which is directly across the street from us. And it grew to a phenomenal level that we didn't expect. The first one we did, like 50 people show up. Now, the one last month, I think there was 3,000
people. 3,000 people, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And so, and this wonderful. Is going to happen again during the festival.
Yes. And so because the film festival is happening and we have this Digital Art LA event, there'll probably be 4,000 people down here.
So that's
so it's fun.
A tremendous convergence of a lot of different kind of people who are also in, you know, a convergence of lots of different things and lots of different people. And that should be very, very exciting.
Yes, very the exciting. Neighborhood has radically changed.
That's clear. I mean, I don't recognize it from a year ago. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Well, this is great. I mean, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about yourself or about the work or...
Well, I'm very excited about what we're doing, and I hope that other people can share in that excitement and come down and check it out.
Excellent.
It's all free.
That is the best word we've heard all night. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.